Welcome to another episode of It Came From The Video Store. Today, your host...
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it does sound like shit.
Hello. And what?
I can hear your heavy ass breathing.
Hello, and welcome back
to another
episode
of It Came From The Video Store. Doing the French guy
accent. No, we're not!
Don't do the French. Just do something. Because it would be nice to have a nice smooth voice.
Just hello, and welcome back to another episode of It Came From The Video Store. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Brandon.
What is this, a dating site?
Bachelor number Brandon. One.
Could be.
I'm Brandon. I'm 22. I love anime, and my favorite food is chicken nuggets.
Wow. Okay, all right, okay. Hello, and
you
welcome
know me
to
so
another...
Well.
Wow.
We're never getting past the intro today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of It Came From The Video Store.
If it ain't...
Oh, I fucked it up.
Put the guitar away now. It's over. No. No name brand music. Put it away. Put it away. We don't have licenses.
I can't afford the rest of that.
Change the key and then it's fine.
That's all we can afford. Put it away.
Okay.
Copyright law.
Wow.
Copyright law is amazing, folks.
Oh,
all
you know what?
Do
just
do
it.
Change the tempo and the key, and then you
hand.
Can do whatever you want.
Just do what the guy who did the offerings did, and just get rid of one key, and then you're good. Get rid of one note.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice way to throw in another episode we did.
Huh?
All right, guys. Wow, that's a long intro. Welcome to It Came From The Video Store. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
And today we have two extra hosts because, well, Kristen couldn't make it today. We have mine and Brandon's youngest brother.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And my personal best friend. My personal best friend. That sounds so weird.
That sounds so wrong.
Hi,
my name's Zach. I've known Eric for a long time. I was in a different episode and I said I wouldn't come back, but here I am.
And there's a way to describe Zach. How does Jay say it in like Dick Jane Silent Bob? Hetero life mate or something.
He's
like that.
My hetero life mate.
There you go. That's like the best way to describe that relationship.
I prefer that. It sounds a lot. It sounds sexy. I like it.
All right, so we're talking about a movie here that I've actually been wanting to do since we very first started the show. We're taking a break from the horror too. I noticed. Done a lot of horror lately.
Yeah.
We are doing the 2008 Speed Racer starring Emile Hirsch, John Goodman, Christina Ricci, Susan Sarandon, Matt Fox.
Pauly Litt. That's a kid who plays Spritel.
Oh, yeah, Pauly Litt.
Yeah.
That's
like the...
That's
like
a really lame that's like, DJ.
He's only been in like
Pauly
two
Litt.
Things.
Rocking your high school dance party. Let's do this, boy.
Anyways, So this movie was based off the classic cartoon, also known as an anime. It only had 52 episodes from 1967, 1968.
History lesson tonight.
Shut up. It's directed by the Wachowski brothers, which are actually... It's weird, they're brother. It says Wachowski brothers, but they're actually...
They're not brothers anymore.
They're not brothers, they're girls.
They're ladies now. Wait, Wachowski
what?
Sisters.
Yeah, Wachowski sisters, who brought us such American classics as The Matrix Reloaded, and Matrix was a revolution.
So they're known for garbage movies?
I thought they did the first Matrix.
They did the first Matrix, which was amazing, but then they gave us two shitty sequels.
I thought there's three of them.
Why did you, like, you're like, they also brought us Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolutions instead of the good one that we could have mentioned first.
Because if you watch Speed Racer and then you think of the Matrix sequels, you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, I feel like if you... Yeah, okay, you're right.
So to start this movie off, it is super psychedelic.
I had about like three strokes.
The cartoon wasn't even that psychedelic. Yeah,
I'm surprised the movie didn't come with like a disclaimer, like epileptic seizure warning at the start of the film.
Well, they figured people would realize it, you know, when they. I feel like the trailer didn't like. I remember the trailer, and you didn't even see it.
Well, here's the thing about the show. The show was actually, other than the car, the Mach 5 being able to do these like really cool things, like jump in the air and shoot a tracer bird, which I don't think he even used in the movie.
No,
he uses it in the cartoon a lot.
I thought he did use it.
I know they
show him getting it. They don't show him using it, I don't think.
Oh, man.
But, so, the cartoon is actually pretty grounded. It's just a lot of racing stories or stories involving on racings and little adventures. Oh, yeah. But then you get this futuristic pile of bullshit. I don't know what the hell they're going with.
It's honestly, this is a giant promotion for Hot Wheels.
You know, that was one of the things I wrote down, was that it's so, just a giant Hot Wheels commercial from 2004 that they released in 2008.
Oh. Yeah.
First of all, it's pretty much a Mario Kart movie.
Yeah, it was like the cartoon.
It's like,
it's like
a Mario Kart with like
Rainbow Road.
Crash Team Racing mixed in too. With the... with the weird weapons, like the Mario Kart weapons are more like
that snake oil or whatever. One weapon shoots out a snake that would take Eric out.
Let's talk about the cast. So as much as I actually, it's hard for me to hate this movie.
The storyline and plot is good. It's just everything else is bad besides the cast.
It's actually perfect. The cast is spot on, and I think one of the things that ruins the movie is. You have such an amazing cast of, like, well-known, very talented actors who do more, I think, serious movies than anything. Yeah. Emile Hirsch, great actor. John Goodman, perfectly casted. Susan Sarandon did a great job. Matt Fox was, I think, perfect as Racer X.
I think so, yeah.
But then you put him in this movie, and it's just... I mean, yeah, it's a kid's movie, and you're supposed to have fun with it. But then they overdid it with CGI. They made it way too futuristic. It's... kind of like a little, it's a Mario Kart movie. It's really, it starts off like the main racing. First of all, he starts off with the Mach 6.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like that, but at least he uses the Mach 5.
And then the racing is pretty much on Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what, I feel like if they toned down the CGI a little bit, they got rid of all the Spritel and Chim Chim junk. The weird like cutaways to like the one scene where they're in the factory and they're like
I like the part.
Freebird scene can stay.
I
was severely bothered by the scene at the very start of the movie where they're sitting in the living room watching some anime.
Oh,
they like transfer themselves into it.
Although I
like that line. What are you doing? Nothing. Is it the nothing that broke my couch? No, that was a different nothing.
I do like it.
That was
like,
a good line.
There's
good...
certain scenes like with them that are in there that like are good. I didn't like the Freebird scene. I don't know. I just felt like it took away from the like the gravity of the scene where he finds like this is like it's an important scene because it finds out like Speed Racer finds out like, oh, the world's not what I thought it was. Racing's all fake. And then you get to the scene, the kid's like going around the factory.
They needed some comic relief.
Well, so one of the things I think I like in this movie is you actually do get like a little backstory of a Speed Racer. But here's the problem. Within like the first 10 minutes, you get like 12 different flashbacks back and forth, back and forth. The whole movie is back and forth, back and forth. There's way too much editing in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, too many crossover. It jumps around. Like,
it's too ambitious.
They really love those transitions between scenes where it's literally just someone's face, like,
panning over.
Yeah, panning from side to side.
I have to admit, they had some good camera work. Because we're actually watching the anime in the background right now, and some of the way that they drew it, they try to put that into the movie, and I have to give them respect for that. That was really...
You can see in a lot of the racing scenes, they really did care. Like, this is what... I mean, in with the Grand Prix scenes, more so the rally race
or like
section, I really liked the rally race.
Oh, yeah, the rally race actually reminds me of, like, one of the episodes.
It was just fantastic. And then you go to the racetrack, and it's just, I'm just lost.
What did you think of Emile Hirsch as Speed Racer?
I love it.
I mean, I guess the reason he took the role is because he admitted that he was, like, a huge fan of the show as a kid. I was interested to find out, like, there's two other actors that almost play Speed Racer, Zac Efron and Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
Ooh.
Zac Efron, I can see doing them doing it.
Not at the time, not in 2008.
Not in 2008.
Hit him now though, if they were to do it. And then Shia LaBeouf, I couldn't see it. I think it for him.
I honestly,
he was just when this movie came out, he was like the it star. Because he think about it, he had like Disturbia, Transformers, Eagle Eye,
Crystal Skull,
Indiana Jones.
Are you really gonna mention Eagle Eye? Because Eagle Eye was not a big or good film.
No, like, but
didn't we go see Crystal Skull?
No.
Who did I see Eagle Eye with?
It was a big film, though.
Apparently not me.
I thought I saw
I would remember, okay?
Wow.
No, like, Shia LaBeouf back then was, like, in every movie.
I can see him being in any kind of, like, role, though. He seems
really?
Like, I'm one of those people who thinks Shia LaBeouf is, like, not actually crazy right now. I think he's, I think it's just one big, like, character actor experience.
He gets stuck in character too much.
Yeah, I think he's just... I think maybe he is a little crazy.
I was reading about, like, when he was in Fury, like, he was, like, he had, like, a scar or whatever on his cheek. He would cut himself every morning to keep it fresh. And he actually had one of his teeth removed because his character's supposed to be missing a tooth. Damn. He's a big character, actually.
Anyways. John Goodman, I think, was perfect. I can't picture anyone else playing Pop Racer.
I like how they threw in from the anime, they threw in his wrestling ring.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Well, there's a lot of things they actually
like. They paid attention to like the small minor things.
Yeah, but as far as like everything, every background is CGI. Every background is CGI.
No, like there was one scene that maybe wasn't
in the house.
It was inside their house, but it looked like it was CGI because they like enhanced the colors in it.
Yeah,
is it just me or did like this almost feel like a Dr. Seuss movie with all the like the vibrant colors?
Like Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, you know, exactly I did get a Cat in the Hat vibe when they're in, like, the box, when they're in the crate.
You just expect Mike Myers to pop out.
Dirty Ho.
Did I mention that Christina Ricci was in this movie?
Yeah, she is.
I liked her as Trixie.
Yeah.
I like Christina Ricci in most of her movies.
You know, even, like, Susan Sarandon, like, she did they overacted, I think. That's the thing.
I feel like the characters were all good. Were all well, like, fleshed out, except Sparky.
Sparky.
So there's like a bunch of fight scenes in the movie, and like Sparky like tries to fight, and he's terrible at it. I guess we can dive in. I don't want to do a whole play by play of this movie.
I love the fact that with Sparky, every time you see him, when he changes his outfit, it always has to have like the sleeve monster got him.
Yeah.
So it's always sleeveless, no matter what it is.
And the sleeve monster.
They're always not even cut off. They're like ripped off. They're Rambo style
too. So. The whole main, I guess, story plot is there's this corporation called Royalton, and he wants to get Speed Racer to drive for him. Speed Racer and his family don't want to drive for the company, and then Royalton pretty much attacks him. And every little move he makes, he sabotages his races and stuff like that.
He pretty much like framed to make him look like he's crooked.
That's the same thing they did with
because it's something that you're missing out. You talk about Rex because it kind of involves Rex.
Yeah.
All right. So like in the beginning of the movie, I like the very opening scene. Reminds me of Walk the Line, and Walk Hard when like Speed's kind of sitting there waiting to get ready for the race and he has a little flashback, and pretty much you find out his brother was like the best racer, and it's almost the same thing. The big companies wanted him. He said no. They tried killing him, and pretty much he leaves, and then he pretty much become like he was like killing, not killing. He was like purposely knocking out cars and shit on purpose, and like trying to sabotage.
Yeah.
And pretty much he dies, and that's where we're at.
That's like Speed.
And so like so pretty much like. They already have a bad reputation of, like, one of their kids being, like, a dirty racer.
You know, one of the things I liked that they put in, and they do it every now and then, like, if you're familiar with the cartoon, characters like to explain things a lot. And there's this one scene where, like, young Speed is watching Rex drive, and it's like, no one's gonna beat my brother. He's the best in the entire world. He's the fastest man alive. No one could ever, like...
Everyone's racing for second.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they kind of ramble, and, like, even, like, Speed does that, like, at the end of the movie. He's like, okay, Mr. Top of the World racer guy who thinks he's better than everybody, let's show me what you got. Like,
yeah. It's over-explanation, but that's... It's weird because it's I like it though because it's not to like how dubbed anime is like they have to cover for the fact that they don't edit the lips moving.
Mm-hmm.
They don't edit lip movements, so when they do dub, they have to put in extra words like, "Oh wow, I really do enjoy walking down the street with my buddies."
But I mean, it's little things like that that I throw in that like I appreciate, or like when he's doing the Cristo race, or whatever it's called.
Casa Cristo.
Casa Cristo.
The rally. And,
rally. Like, there's a part where oil is on the ground, and he, like, starts to swerve, and he even does a little, like, the little gasps.
Speed!
Like, you could tell they were having fun with it. Like, I don't think they were taking the movie seriously. Which, like, as
well, I mean, for actors... About it, the anime alone, it was kind of campy.
Yeah, but, I mean... It's one of those things where they probably realized they weren't making an Oscar-worthy movie, so them as actors were probably just, like, having fun with it. And I'm not going to say it's not a fun movie. It's definitely a fun movie, but at the same time, it's, like, the CGI, for me, just ruins it completely.
If it was, like, made now with the CGI we have now, I think it would have been better.
I hate that I want to love the movie, but I also hate that I want to hate the movie.
Yeah.
I hate how much I love it, and I love how much I hate it.
It's because, like, I think the storyline and so basically everything but the special effects is really good. Like, the cast is really good. It's excellently.
Excellently? Is that even a word? Excellently?
Excellently. Accidentally excellent.
Yeah, it was perfectly casted, and I don't know. I just think the CGI entirely kills the movie.
I like the one scene where you got the mobsters in, like, that trailer with the truck.
That was a really cool scene.
That's like that was like there's two parts of the movie that are like almost right out of the show, and that's one of them. Because they like Racer X shows up and they pull the little side panels on the walls and start shooting out and everything like that.
Yeah.
What did you think of Racer X? Matt Fox's Racer X.
Awesome.
He was perfect.
He was like the He was like the coolest person on the show, on the anime, and then in the movie, he's the coolest character. There's like I wanted Racer X to be in like the last race. I mean, I know he couldn't be for like story purposes, but like just because so badass.
If you watch the show enough, anytime Racer X is like in an episode. The first scene he's in, they have to go in the backstory of the fact that he's Speed's, to believe, dead brother.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch The Room, you know how they constantly say that... Johnny and Mark are best friends. They do that with Speed Racer, reminding you that Rex is his brother.
No, I just watched a Robot Chicken of like Speed Racer shit, and they were saying that. Yeah, you go get him, Racer X, who's secretly Speed's brother. Yeah. You go get him.
Yeah, do it.
One thing that kind of annoyed me, but at the same time it kind of paid off, is like, you know, Speed's traditional getup is like a purple polo with a white collar with the G on it, and the ascot.
Is that purple?
The gloves.
It's blue.
Did I say purple?
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. Come on. It's my favorite color.
It's royal blue.
You know what? I have arguments with him because he has a beanie. He's like, this is blue. I'm like, it's purple. It's blue. It's purple, Eric.
See?
Maybe I'm colorblind.
Maybe you are. Maybe you're just like me, buddy. Maybe you can't see what...
But no, like, you get his classic getup, but you don't get that until the Casa Crisco race scene. Though, I will say, that whole... part like when they're in the desert was amazing.
Yeah,
like that was like real Speed Racer crap going on right there.
Yeah,
there's that scene where he's teamed up with Racer X, and then like one of the cars does like a backflip over Racer X.
Yeah,
and then he jumps up in the air with the car and it's like knocks the dude out.
I like the scene with the what was the Japanese driver's name? I don't even remember.
I didn't get his name.
Togo something.
Togo guy.
I'm gonna go
every time he's on screen.
Well, within that scene, so Speed Racer is trying to help the Togo Shiko guy or whatever, and
they said that their family is being held hostage.
Yeah, being held hostage, and if he wins this race, his sister gets free. Then you find out it was all a big con to try to get their stocks up or something like
that.
Their
company's name is Togekon, so I think that's their last name.
Yeah.
Oh, Togekon. Yeah.
So they're trying to get their... You find out it was a big gimmick to get their stocks up. And then pretty much Speed is... at the end of the movie, Speed gets into the Grand Prix, and Royalton is, you know, told him how racing this entire time has been fake. It's not real. They always... It's like wrestling. They know who's going to win.
Yeah.
So Speed gets invited to it, which he wasn't supposed to, because he's not supposed to, you know, they have their winner made out. It was going to be, I think, one of Royalton's racers were going to
yeah.
win.
Yeah, it was the new car he built.
Yeah, the new, with the...
Fusion with the, engine or something.
Fusion positron engine.
The yeah, car but it covered was, in, like, gold, like a douchebag.
But it literally God, just had a bunch of, ugly. Like, rigs in it to help
the spear hook.
Win. Oh, the spear hook, yeah. And I did like that at first the top racer guy was like, I'm not going to use that. I don't need that. I wish they'd have kept that going. I wish he didn't actually use that spear hook thing.
Oh, like almost like a Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid
yeah.
kind of thing. Like, yeah.
Just like, you didn't have to cheat. Like, don't cheat.
Be the bigger man.
It would have been, I feel like it would have been a better, like, ending. Like, he won on his own merits. Like,
yeah.
Also, yeah. they had, again, back to the Freebird scene with the Spritel going around. And he sees the spear hook. So maybe, I don't know, maybe mention to your dad while you're all building the car that, hey, I remember seeing a spear. He brings up, like, oh, that's a spear hook I saw.
Yeah. Or when the guy actually spear hooks Speed, Spritel goes, he's using the spear hook. And it's like, and you didn't mention this earlier.
You could have said
that's information that would have been vital yesterday.
Actually, don't forget, he got caught by that beforehand.
True.
Yeah. That's how
one of the prior races.
Whatever. That's how he lost.
So there's actually some good fight scenes in this movie that are actually pretty decent. Like when the ninjas sneak in the rooms and Racer X destroys him. Even Adam's watching. He's like. Damn, this is pretty cool. Like he takes
no,
like
you were looking away when it happened, but when
I've seen I've seen it a million times. He takes like a sheet.
Yeah, he takes the sheet and wraps around his face real quick.
I like how he just crushes the dude.
Oh yeah,
with the sofa.
Yeah, he pushes the sofa against the wall, and his like legs go up above his head.
That was very cartoonish. And then they try to like attack Speed Racer, and then John Goodman just steps in and like destroys him.
Well, yeah, what does he say? It's a shame what passes for a ninja these days.
A ninja?
Well,
he's
I mean,
ninja.
In that scene, you have to thank Spritel for waking up, because otherwise Speed would have been...
Yeah, even Speed kind of, you know, had some good moves. And then there's that scene when there's that one scene...
He woke up.
There's that one fight scene when they're, in the Alps or whatever.
They're doing the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the switcheroo. And the
double switcheroo.
And you get everybody fighting. I think Trixie was fighting.
Yeah.
Was Racer X fighting? I know.
Racer X was definitely
everybody was fighting.
Spritel attempted.
And Sparky was trying to fight.
Yeah, it's poor Sparky.
What was that, Bren?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Wow. No. That just reminds me of Wayne's World. Wow, everyone's kung fu fighting.
Thank you.
No, like, the action in that scene was, like, well done. I'm not going to lie. You know, those scenes were well done.
I keep looking back. I'm just like, oh, this fight scene would have been so much cooler if they didn't have the cartoonish.
Oh yeah, my notes are. I'm like Adam West Batman effects when fighting. Like when they hit the person, you see the little white lines come off from the impact.
I like that. If this were I can't tell if this movie's for kids or if it's for everybody, but in the end he's like, I'm gonna pull you to the winner's podium and I'm gonna give you a big old smooch, and like the scene is like, it's a really good scene. It's like
it's something you're actually waiting for.
And then they cut it off.
Oh my god!
And I'm just like, are you serious?
Spritel and Chim Chim cut off the scene
to warn you for cooties.
Yeah, doctor uniforms telling him that what follows. Has cooties.
I was watching this at work, during a lull at work, and I was just, because I'd forgotten about it, because I hadn't seen the movie in a couple years, and I was just like, what the, seriously? And my coworkers were like, what's going on? I'm like, this fucking movie. I swear to God.
So, I remember this being actually a movie I was really, really excited for, because, growing up as kids, me, Brandon, I don't know about Adam, but, we actually used to watch this with our dad, the cartoon. Like, there's one thing I remember watching with my dad growing up was, like, Speed Racer, Flash Gordon. That's like two things my dad always sat down for. So I was, like, really excited. And I remember, I didn't go with you to see this. I went with, like, another buddy.
Yeah, you went with, but
we went to the movie. We actually got to see it for free because some bank was, like, handing out coupons or whatever. And I remember at the end of the movie, I walked out. And you know, like, the theater, you know, the theaters have, like, two doors on each side?
Yeah.
I walked out, and then the other side, this guy walked out with his kid. His kid's jumping for joy. And me and this guy just, like, made eye contact, looked down, and just shook our heads. Like, pure disappointment.
It's so disappointing.
I wanted to walk out of the theater. Like, I was like, okay, at least I didn't pay for this. But then I hated it when I first saw it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I fucking hated it.
It's for...
Because you went into the theater all hyped up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, never get
it. It grew on me, though. I'm not going to lie. Because, like, I really love the cast. If they probably would have had a different cast, I don't think it would have worked as well as it did for whatever it did. So...
I don't know. We were watching how did he get? We're watching the cartoon in the background. Watching in the background, and then Trixie. How did she? Why did she get out of the helicopter, Trixie? What were you going to?
They shot it down.
Oh really?
Yeah, we had the subtitles on, and the only line I saw was, "We're taking the Mach 5."
Hey,
good luck.
At least here's one thing: like, the Mach 5 was the Mach 5.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, they switched up with the Mach 6 to kind of tweak it a little bit, but even the Mach 6, like, the only difference is the spoiler.
Yeah.
The whole back part of it.
I thought the scene where they built it and, like, they put the engine, he's like, all right, now let's start it up. Let's hopefully this works. And it's just that boom, 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 boom. I'm just like, okay, that's really cool.
But you only get to see the Mach 5 for the Casa Crisco racing, which was disappointing because I would have liked to see them, like,
Mach 6
gets destroyed, and then you have to use the Mach 5, and he wins the race with the Mach 5, even though it's an older car.
Yes.
That would have been incredible.
If I recall, I thought they built the new Mach 6 out of the frame for the Mach 5.
Can we talk about the fact that Spritel and Chim Chim always hang out in the trunk, and especially during the Cristo race scene? When they're, like, flying around and everything, I feel like if you'd open that trunk, you would just see blood.
Oh, no, their necks would be snapped.
You know, I just want to know why a sport car needs a trunk.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to hold a wheel because the crew does that.
Oh, yeah. No, you press B and it inflates a new tire.
Just because it's a sports car doesn't mean you can't stop at the grocery store.
It was B? I thought, oh, no, there were letters. That's right. The letters were, like, true to the anime, too.
I don't know what letter it was. I'm just.
It was. Oh no! But it was.
I'm gonna say B for blowout.
I did like this. Everything. Oh man! Everything about the rally race was fantastic. Like the scene where he, like, bounces off the one side of the cliff and then uses the spikes. That was just like.
Oh, that was after Snake Oiler.
After Snake Oiler, yeah.
Oh my god, they, like, took this scene right into the movie when they're fighting and they're, like, kicking guns around and shit.
Oh yeah,
because, like, yeah,
people with monkey
and
wrenches.
The monkey with the monkey wrench.
Thug cries.
Thug H yelps.
You guys got anything else to say about this movie?
I really liked after the Casa Cristo when he crosses the finish line, he jumps out and does the iconic stance.
Awesome. That's what I'm saying. They put, like, little iconic things. It's like, they would have dulled down on the CGI way better. And I keep, like, every now and then, like, every time I watch the movie, I always, like, Google to see if, like, a remake or a reboot's in the works. Nothing.
I don't think.
It can make a good Netflix series.
It would. Actually, I would watch a Netflix series for Speed Racer.
I kind of want to pick up one of the video games for like, the Wii and play it.
Like, how did we get, like, 9 Fast and the Furious movies, but, like, 1 Speed Racer movie?
Well, because... Vin Diesel has a lot of money, and he can do what he wants.
They get Vin Diesel on it. He could be Pops.
Well, Speed, you can't be it this way. Speed, you do. You, what about your brother, Speed? He was devastated. He's not a part of my family. And everything's about family, Speed. Family. Oh, my God.
So, I'm going over the movie list.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
I'm going over the movie list for next week. Zach, I don't know if you'll be able to do it, but I have a couple. We went over the list in the last episode that's going up. I have two that I think I'm going to do. I'm just going to have you.
Oh, with the, you going off the list?
Yeah.
I got something to add to it.
Well, we can do that later. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to add to
it? Looney Tunes, Back in Action.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's not even remotely close to what we do.
I want to do it.
We don't cover that kind of shit.
We cover shit. As long as it came from the video store, it's good.
I feel like exactly. Thank you. I brought that up a couple weeks ago, too. If it came from the video store, you can watch it.
Yeah.
And that's just about everything on the market.
It's on Netflix.
Looney Tunes Back in Action is an underrated classic, people. If they do it next week, I guarantee...
I miss Brandon Fraser.
No, yeah, it's on Netflix.
You don't really miss Brandon Fraser.
All right, so one of them was Jason X.
Oh, I'm down
for that. Let's see what else we got. I was also leaning towards. Oh my god, I just saw it on here. Oh, the 90s Punisher.
Wait, the 90s Punisher?
Yeah, with Dolph Lundgren.
You need a sequel to Big Fat Liar called Bigger Fatter Liar?
Don't.
What?
No.
It's on Netflix.
No.
You just tweaked the adverbs a little bit.
It is.
Is it an adverb or is that a verb?
I've seen that movie.
Oh, watch Schoolhouse Rock. Verbs. You're what's happening.
No. That's.
It's an adverb. They're adverbs.
Adjective.
Adjective. Adjective. Just change the adjective.
It's so bad. It is. No, no matter how bad, like, you think you've seen bad movies. And then you see that movie, and it's just a...
Yeah, okay, so I say next week, Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Jason God, Lewis. I really don't want to watch
it. I want to do it, because I actually, someone was, like, talking about it, and it made me want to watch it, because they were, like, they were explaining why it's such a good movie, and it's so true.
I mean, there's just a scribble, okay, and it just says movies on this list. Yes, I think movies would be good to review on the show.
Let me see.
It's just... Coming up next... I think you were trying to write Jason movies... But then you spelled movies wrong, but you scribble out the entire thing and just put movies.
Coming up next week, guys, we're going to be reviewing...
A movie.
Movies. That's right. Everybody's favorite. Movies. With that actor.
And you thought we'd be talking about magazines.
No more magazines for this crew. It's all movies all the way. Maybe even TV shows. But who here owns a TV, am I right? I don't pay for cable. Cut the cord.
Jason X next week?
Do it. Why not?
Yes.
I won't be.
Brandon's been waiting.
I thought I was going to bend his arm to let me do this movie.
No, I hate Jason X. That's why I want to do it.
I love it.
What about the Nightmare on Elm Street
remake? I'm just going to say this. Jason X has one of the best kills in that movie.
Well, we'll get to it when we get
to it. Yeah, come on. Like, we're talking about Speed Racer. You don't... Don't get ahead of yourself.
If you ever do Big Fat Liar, you should do like a side-by-side for Bigger, Fatter Liar. Because it is the same movie, almost shot for shot, just worse.
No one's going to want to listen to us talk about Bigger, Fatter Liar.
I think a lot of people would want to hear
about I wouldn't even waste any.
Let us know in the comments.
I'm going to tell you, there's a scene. There's a scene where this kid, like, the
spoilers?
Kid, oh, it's not. Who cares? So he gets into class and the teacher's like, okay... The blah, blah, blah. Okay, I guess you were late. And then his friend's like, so they haven't caught me. And they never will. I just was like, that's what a serial killer says. He's a serial killer. He's not quirky and cool. He's a murderer.
We're taking another turn on this show.
I'm just saying. Like, hey, that's,
man, we haven't spoken about Speed Racer. And like,
we're like the Willy Wonka boat ride. There's no way of knowing which direction we're going.
I'm sorry. I just had to. Because when he said Bigger, Fatter, Liar, I just got...
You had to vent.
Fueled with rage.
You had to vent a little bit.
I had to.
All right.
It's just kind of a short episode, I feel like.
I think this episode...
Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We just ignored it.
You know what it is? We didn't do a play-by-play, which I think actually kind of... worked. Well,
so you know, you want to briefly do a play-by-play?
I kind of already went over the main story.
Yeah, I had a lot of stuff in between that I had written down that I wanted to mention, but like now it's like,
okay, name two things.
It's irrelevant to name now because it's not on topic with what we were talking about the movie.
Do you expect me to start going play-by-play?
Let us know in the comments what kind of structure you like. let's help.
If you want to listen to us bicker a little bit more.
I would like
to say that the movie does resemble like an entire episode of Lazy Town with all the crazy colors and CGI.
That is true.
That is true.
Speed does look like Sportacus in that first race. Like, I'm not even...
All it's missing is, like, mustache. All it's missing is, like, the people with, like, the rubber hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, majority of the movie, he wears, like, a leather jumpsuit, which was not big.
Those lazy town.
It was, like, a jacket. No, he's wearing, like, a leather jacket and shit pants.
If you watch the... There's, like, other cartoons. Like, there's, like, Speed Racer for the Next Generation. Ugh. He actually does wear, like, a jumpsuit. A leather jumpsuit. Hmm. And it's got more, like, white and blue mixed in with it. And they even changed the Mach 5 for, like, one cartoon, and it looks like a convertible. It's stupid.
It's a mess. But no, that is very accurate.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. First off, Lazy Town is disturbing as it is.
What was that, Nick Jr.?
Those puppets were, like, I like Muppets, and those puppets were creepier than any kind of.
We went from talking about Speed Racer to, like, Bigger, Fatter, Liar, and now, like, a children's puppet TV show.
You know, this is what happened with the Christmas episode. We got off. I go off tangents. I'm sorry.
Right.
Can't rein me in.
There's also this part where they're talking about Royalton, and they were just talking about how bad of a person he is. And Spritel's like, we should give him some Chim Chim cookies. And I was a little bothered by the image of that in my head.
Oh, but he gives the gangster Chim Chim cookies during that big fight scene.
Gets hit in the face with it.
Here's the thing. He has to grab that. He puts it in his slingshot and then launches it. I'm not a physicist, but there has to be some splat, like, there has to be some particles that, like, hit other people as they were flying towards this guy.
It depends on how firm it was. I don't want to get into this big...
Well, you saw how it broke up.
Like, yeah.
That wasn't very firm.
That was a little runny. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start closing up the show.
Spatter.
Oh, my God.
You need really, there's nothing more you want to talk about.
We've already been going on for like an hour.
We already talked about Chim Chim
Poops. All right. Brandon, tell them where they can find us. Really?
Like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you want to know about our updates on YouTube.
We're not putting this on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube.
You know what? I've been talking to my guy.
No, we've been thinking about that.
I was telling him, I think about, like, kind of doing, like, film us, like, people getting, like, see us.
Yeah, video. Because
we do some goofy stuff, and you guys can't see it.
Oh, wait, before we close up, can we also mention how bad the ending song was for the credits?
Oh, yeah, they couldn't even play the original theme song.
They started off with the original, like, Japanese theme, and then it turned into this weird, like, awful, like, original rap song
that, like,
something Kanye would be proud of.
That, no, not even Kanye.
No, not even Kanye. Not even, like, Kanye would have done a better job. This was like,
Kanye would have done a fantastic.
I don't know who they hired.
Well, I'm not the getting thing, into the that thing debate. That made me mad about that was
we're
like
getting shut down.
I'm
like, yeah, I just took a stab at Kanye. I'm like, oh, okay, we're getting shut down.
What's
he like? Get on the ground, dirtbag.
Who doesn't love Kanye?
All right,
Chicago's genius.
All
right, so you can find us on Instagram, iTunes, and Podbean at It Came From The Video Store.
It's one name for all three. It's not that hard. Don't say, oh, it's too hard to find all three.
I know I said this in Stitches, but I might actually start doing it. I might start posting on a personal one at Brando Came From The Video Store.
Ooh. And we might even develop a Snapchat to entertain y'all.
You should.
And... Were we still talking about doing that Vero or whatever? It's like another social media?
We'll talk about that off mic.
All right.
Y'all done ready to
shits and
this.
Giggles. Look us up there anyway. If we're there, we're there. If we're not, we're not.
And
I'm going to go pick up the Speed Racer game right
look
now.
Me up on, look me up on Pornhub as Ace Stockingham. I have my own videos there. I post other people's videos on there, and you know, just it's really good work. Good camera angles and good
lighting. It's the dude holding the flashlight.
I need to start doing like a disclaimer that this show is not for kids.
It's for kids. Kids, what's a kid gonna do?
He doesn't
know porn.
If you're like a kid or a parent, I never thought I would say this, but if you're a parent. Make sure your kids aren't listening.
Yeah, what kid under I'd say under 15 is listening to podcasts?
You'd be surprised.
Actually, yeah, I know a lot of kids.
Really?
That's why you got to put it on YouTube. Spread your message to the kids. Low gang. Dab.
Oh.
Dab.
Shit, Racer X is coming in, guys.
Oh, holy crap. Wait.
All right.
You know he's the hard bridging of Boom.
All right, guys. Boom. All right.
I think he said Boom.
All right.
So, yeah.
Once again, Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes. It came from the video store. All right, I'm gonna sign us out. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
With our two special guests,
Adam,
Zach,
and you just listened to
It Came From the Video Store.
I don't know why I sound like an old man when I do it now.